Okay.
It's 6:31 with Gustav and Daria. Broccoli Man on the way. Right after we get to traffic with Heather.
You can't say it like that, though.
I can't?
You have to say it in the superhero way.
Next is Broccoli Man.
Okay, that was better. But try this with the same voice. Maybe even a little deeper and more dramatic. You really have to linger on some words. Wait, not yet. Say like, why? Who's that coming through the door? Could it be? It is. It's, and then pause.
Why?
Broccoli Man.
Who's that coming through the door? It's.
No, could it be?
Could it be? No, it is.
Broccoli Man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, we're, it
ow, that like practice. Hurts my, I can't talk like that. How do people do that?
Now, since he's not, he hasn't been a reoccurring guest, since we haven't had him on multiple times in the past, we don't have a snazzy intro for Broccoli Man.
No.
With a song and John B. Wells announcing something in a clever way. So Nick has graciously agreed to sing the Broccoli Man theme song, which he will now dazzle us with. Take it away, Nick.
Anytime you're ready, Nick.
You should have let me bring my guitar.
And go.
Chop, chop, chop. Chop, chop, chopping. Most people don't like to chop, chop, chopping. They bite his head off or they eat him whole. They put him in the mouth.
Okay, that's stop. Right. That's enough.
There we go.
It's like the new Star Trek intro, isn't it? Really
this
bad.
No,
no, I that would be more of the, you gotta fight for your feeling.
New Star Trek theme.
Broccoli Coolest Man! He goes well in dip.
Welcome, Broccoli Man.
Good morning!
Hey. Now, Broccoli Man, for those that have not seen him around town and in his various, I don't know where the hell you go, Broccoli Man, but he's dressed in sort of
broccoli is everywhere.
It really is. Gustav, you would recognize this jacket, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think I actually. I think that's about a 44 long.
It's a bit of a band jacket. It's kind of it's Cleveland High School colors actually. It's a gold.
Strangely enough,
did you steal that from a Cleveland High School band kid?
No.
Sort of, you're a little bit leprechaun-y, except, of course, for the huge, huge broccoli head. But you have a ruffled shirt, sort of a
off-green.
Maybe in a mint. Mint, yes.
Good, yeah.
Yes, very good.
And a cummerbund, which is also, it's sort of a lot of different shades of green. But broccoli is many different shades of green. It's different,
that it
a different
is.
Color when you cook it.
Right.
You know, when you have to buy a Broccoli Man outfit,
yeah,
and they didn't have it at the costume store.
Oh, this is not a criticism. You look smashing.
No, this is very nice.
So,
well, thank you.
What exactly? What are you?
Well, I am a human broccoli hybrid created by a space alien.
All right, is this true, Broccoli Man, or is that a lie?
No, absolutely, this is true. And as you might expect, I have many of the same issues that Mr. Spock has, being half-human.
Okay.
However, Mr.
You only
Spock
have sex every
fictional.
7 years?
Mr. Spock is fictional.
Whereas, of course, I am live in the studio at KNRK.
Broccoli Man, do you have... So you're not a superhero, exactly.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Or are you?
Well, it depends.
Yeah.
If you are interested in broccoli, then I am indeed a superhero.
That's an excellent
point. For I further the interests of broccoli everywhere.
How do you do that? Do you do that simply by having a big broccoli head? Because that in itself is doing something, I guess, just visually. But do you try to in some way verbally promote the benefits of broccoli?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
in fact... ounce for ounce, broccoli has more vitamin C than oranges. I'll bet you didn't know that.
The hell you say?
Yes.
More so than oranges.
Yes, and as much calcium as a glass of milk.
So perhaps in days of yore, they might have taken broccoli on board the ships rather than oranges to prevent the scurvy.
Wasn't it about 9 or 10 years ago that President Bush Sr. said that he didn't like broccoli?
You are absolutely correct. A terrible, terrible tragedy.
Do you think that was a big mistake on his part?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You don't seem hurt or sad or at all that the highest elected official in office would have such harsh words on. Basically, I mean, is that racist for him to say he hates broccoli? Since you are
I feel so. Absolutely,
it's vegetabilist. Yes.
Vegetabilist. Well, I mean,
he's an anti-vegite.
Yeah.
Very true.
Have you always been this way, or did it happen? Were you rain like Trailer Park or something, and then the rays came down? Like, were you born? Were you born like a little stalk of?
No, actually, I was created fully grown.
Okay.
Yes, I was created specifically for a chili cook-off.
Mm. Ah. Yes.
A chili cook-off. Broccoli generally isn't one of the ingredients that you would think of in a nice
Oh, burger. Well, if you want good, healthy chili, then, of course, you use lean beef and broccoli.
The aliens wanted to participate in the cook-off, how did that work?
Yes, they actually have trophies from all over the galaxy
really?
For chili cook-offs, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Does Broccoli Man have a secret identity?
Well, if he told you, it wouldn't be a secret.
No, I know. He could say, and
no,
we wouldn't know.
No, I am the one and true Broccoli Man.
Okay.
Do your furnishings... Well, do you live in a normal house or apartment?
Sure.
No,
I am half human.
Yeah, clearly. So it's just from the neck up then that you're broccoli, or do you have other broccoli qualities that aren't, you know, maybe visit? Don't
always raising the eyebrows. Yeah.
That would be telling.
Which really made like a whole section of the green. What's the head? There's the stalk. Is it the flower? It's
cilia?
Like a broccoli flower, right?
Yes.
What appears to be kind of your hair.
My head is indeed a giant flowerette.
Can you eat parts of it? Like could I come over and like take a nibble out of your ear and then sort of come away with it and then swallow it?
No, as I am half human, that I'm afraid is not possible. However, you can go to the grocery store and buy some broccoli by the pound.
Well, I know that, Broccoli Man. You know,
I just want to make sure.
Okay. No, what was I saying? Oh, so you were how long ago did this happen, your genesis?
About 1974.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, 1994.
Do you have the...
1974 alien time,
by,
I
yes,
suppose.
By human appearances.
Right.
It would seem. So what is... Do you have the same shelf life as a normal human? Or do you even know yet?
You know, I actually don't know yet.
You might live forever, Broccoli Man.
Possible.
Can you photosynthesize sunlight?
No. No, and I kind of feel like I'm starting to wilt.
If you... We have water in the thing. You can go back and get some. if you stay in a hot bath too long, do you start to change a different color?
No, I don't think so. Stay pretty much the same color. Yeah,
yeah, that's unusual, because if you do that with real broccoli, then you know that happens.
Well, it's that half human side.
Yeah. Broccoli Man, as you can tell, we have a ton of questions for you. However, we do have
involving
to take a break.
Cheese sauce.
Yes.
French
dips,
onion dip and assorted crudité.
Right, and things to bring with you to a party.
Sure.
And maybe some supervillains that you've been up against as well. If you care to tell us any stories that you may
Are
have.
Are there any bad vegetables?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll find out more from Broccoli Man.
Get to the bottom of the mystery.
Yes. 6:39 with Gustav and Daria and Broccoli Man, and we'll return.